Time now for our weekly Vent Stay segment, your chance to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. We choose the topics, you provide the opinions. This week we'll be talking about the senator's open letter to Iran and daylight saving time. Now let's flesh these out a little bit. Starting with the open letter to the leaders of Iran from 47 Republican members of the U.S. Senate. It came out last week, 3 weeks before a deadline for reaching a deal with Iran over its nuclear program. As you've probably heard, the letter points out that an agreement not ratified by the U.S. Senate is an executive action that potentially expires with the next change of executives, which is true. What is unusual is this many members of Congress taking an action like this without notice to the White House. Negotiating international agreements is the domain of the executive branch, and the longstanding view of interbranch squabbles is that they stop at the water's edge. Beyond that, the president gets to conduct foreign policy. So what do you make of the letter? Are the 47 senators wise to educate Iran's leaders, or are there traitors, as the New York Daily News and a few other people called them? Do both parties pull these stunts, and if so, does that make this move any more acceptable in your eyes? Join us on this Vents Day to talk about the senator's open letter to Iran, 800-838-3760, or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Item two on this Vents Day is one we discussed last year about this time, no surprise, and it's about time itself. Specifically, the change from standard time to daylight saving time now on the first weekend in March. There's grumbling every year about the lost hour of sleep, about losing the morning light for those of us who have to get up early in the morning. But this year, the legislatures of Oregon, Washington, and Alaska all introduced bills to take the states off daylight time once and for all, or at least to change the switch so it won't keep happening. We'll choose one or the other. Oregon Senate Bill 99 got a hearing last week. If it becomes law, it would require a vote of the people before taking effect. And it would be in 2021 if it did. So vote now. Let's hear your thoughts on the utility of daylight time and our annual conversion to it and from it. If you want to stay in one time, which would it be? Remember that if we stay on daylight time, the sun will rise after 8 in December. And if we stay on standard time, summer days would end around 8:30. Let's take the first call with Ann and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you. And Jeffrey, I'd like to say I think that you're one of the best broadcasters in the media. I wish that you had Charlie Rose's show because you're much better interviewing than he is.
Oh, wow. That's a very, very large compliment. Thank you for that, Ann, very much.
Anyway, about daylight saving time. A statistic that I heard on your station was that when daylight saving time goes into effect in the spring, the crime rate goes down by 7%. Evidently, criminals do not like getting up early. And so, anyway, I think that's a good recommendation for daylight saving time for those people who are so worried about crime. The other thing is in 1973-74, we kept daylight saving time on completely the year round. And I thought it was great. I love the long, light evenings in the summertime, and when I was working, you know, I hated to get off at work, and it was already dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of good reasons for daylight saving time, and if it were year-round, all to the better.
Okay, so year-round for daylight saving time. There's one vote for that. Ann, thanks again very much. Appreciate that. One of the things that that you notice with the daylight saving time change is that those of us who get up between 6 and 7 in the morning, we're beginning to enjoy having sunshine in the morning as standard time drew to a close. And then when daylight saving time came in and shifted the daylight an hour later into the day, we were back in the dark at 6 o'clock in the morning. So you notice this, but you notice it also on the other end when you're driving home and there's still a little light in the sky. Up until that first weekend of November, then it's just dark when you're driving home. So it's something to consider. How do you feel about that? Would you like to go to standard time all the time, to daylight time all the time? Are you fine with the change going on twice a year the way we do it now? Join us on the exchange on this Vents Day, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. The other topic, of course, is the Republican senator's letter to Iran. 47 senators signed the document. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, brand new to the U.S. Senate 2 months ago, was the one who instigated it all. Let's get your thoughts, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. Actually, I think when it comes right down to it, both topics are pretty much much ado about very little. The senators use a rather ham-handed approach on their letter, but that agreement, should it happen, won't be just with the United States. It'll also be with five other countries, and the sanctions that have been put on by the United Nations would probably be removed if the agreement were to come to fruition, and only those by the United States would stay in effect if the agreement was not agreed to by the U.S. Senate and then subsequently rescinded by the incoming president.
That's a good point. If there are other parties involved, the actions of the United States don't necessarily, they don't reflect the totality of the entire agreement.
Then the, on daylight saving time, I just see, you know, I'd like to see the statistics that your previous caller quoted. That's interesting. That's the first I've ever heard of that. I'd like to find out who did the study to find that to be the case. Maybe that could be repeated.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it while we're talking here, but go ahead.
The thing that, you know, it just seems to me a waste of effort. For, they used to claim it was for energy saving, but it doesn't save any energy. It's a hoax. You know, all it does is make you get up an hour earlier every day until it's over, and then you get up. Personally, I think it'd be great fun to go back to sun time.
Sun time? Oh, just where we're getting up with the sun and going
no,
down?
No, no, just go back to having clocks set by the sun at noon wherever you are. Then that way there'd be different time zones every 5 miles or so.
Oh, yikes. That was the whole reason we got standard time in the first place.
I know that.
Thanks for the thoughts, Mark. Appreciate that. I remember reading as a railroad buff that back in the days before standard time, that when you got to the railroad station in Pittsburgh back in the 19th century, there were 13 different clocks on the wall reflecting the times in all of the destinations served by that station. So, and I don't know which station in Pittsburgh that was, but that's a lot of changing your watch when you think about it. So there's been something certainly gained through going to standard time and with time zones. But what are your thoughts about whether we should stay in standard time all the time or go to daylight saving time all the time, or if you're fine with just going back and forth, springing forward and falling back every year? This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's hear your thoughts on that and on the Republican senator's letter to Iran about the proposed agreement over the nuclear program. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Tony in Grants Pass, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Okay, to start off with the letter, I've heard of a lot of stupid things by all the parties.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say stupid.
All right. I was going to question the use of the term, but there you have reaffirmed it.
As for daylight savings time, it should be gotten rid of, because the reason it was started in the first place was the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have electricity. They did not have headlights. They had to farm from daylight to dusk. That is why the time change was originally started. And since they have electricity now, they have headlights, they've got tractors, they're not walking behind the plow anymore, it would be time for the whole nation to set one time and stay there.
You mean no time zones, one time for the whole country?
Well, not for the whole country.
Oh, okay.
Because of the different areas. But they do have, now like here in this area, it is one time back east. It's an hour earlier or an hour later, something like that. And they already have their different time zone, even with the time change. Because you're not going to, okay, program on TV, it says 8:07. It depends on what area you're in as to what time the program comes on.
Uh-huh. All right.
So they have their time zones, even with the time change.
Okay. Thanks for that, Tony. Appreciate your thoughts. Other thoughts are welcome. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Vent politely on today's topics, which are the Republican senator's letter, open letter to Iran about the proposed nuclear agreement that the administration is working on. There is a deadline at the end of this month, which is why the letter came out last week. We're also talking about daylight saving time and whether it's worth going to it in the spring and leaving it in the fall, and whether you'd like to continue with that system, whether you'd like to, as some legislators have proposed, going to one time. Either we don't go to daylight saving time or we go to daylight saving time and stay there all the time. Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Couple of comments here from online. One is about the legislative moves to change to daylight saving time. And this one says, why don't they do some real work? Are there not a million more pressing things to do in the legislature? Why aren't they voting on, anything else? That from L. Cox. Then another one from Time Zone Report says, Mississippi's bill died in the Rules Committee, so it is not just West Coast states. Mississippi and Missouri as well working on this. Mississippi's bill died in the Rules Committee, but a Missouri representative filed a bill to ask the voters to approve a sort of year-round daylight saving time. Those are two comments on the daylight saving time issue. More comments welcome. Let's go to Julie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
I have a question first, since I'm wondering why we, if it did pass, why it would take so long to instigate it, 2021. That's one thing. And when I was young, it was much easier for me to adapt to these time changes. As I've aged, and I don't know if it's just experience, but I just love my long mornings, and so they seem to disappear so fast. To me, biologically, it feels natural to have the longer mornings coming out of the shorter winter and the darker mornings. And the winter is a shorter season, so it's natural to kind of go into that hibernation and just let everything be dark the way it really is. Also, if we were to stick to keeping our long mornings, the days do lengthen in the springtime through the summer anyway, so we do get longer evenings also. So it just seems natural to me, and I don't know. That's just me. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Julie. Appreciate that. Your comments welcome on Daylight Saving Time and on the Republican Senator's letter to Iran. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. Joe in Talent sent an email. Joe writes, the level of disrespect for this president is breathtaking, and actions like this letter are nothing short of sedition. While I suspect most of the Republicans are not racist, the constituents that emboldened them to treat a sitting president with such hate and disdain are. We are seeing the blowback in the negotiations now, and I am very upset that there will be no repercussions for what's happened. Even watching the liberal press the past few weeks, it seems an issue no one wants to confront this with any legal force. We seem more interested in what the Kardashians are doing to their significant others than what the Republicans are doing to this country. That from Joe in Talent. There's been quite a bit of backlash about the whole issue with the Republican letter, and it's a very short letter. I don't know if you read any of it, an open letter to the leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran, signed by Tom Cotton and 46 other senators. You notice, though, the people who did not sign this, and those include Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. This is a foreign relations matter. He chose not to sign on to that letter. And there's been a certain amount of walking back since the letter first appeared last week. Your thoughts are welcome. I mean, does this represent, as Joe and Eugene said, sedition? I mean, is it to these people traitors, as the New York Daily News put on its front page? Are they patriots? Are they people doing the right thing to protect the country? Your thoughts welcome. 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Our other topic is daylight saving time. Let's go to Ryan and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hey, I hope the connection's okay. Just general legislative stupidity. You know, one's intentionally stupid and one sort of, you know, culturally stupid. But to me, always cracks me up because, you know, I love walking outside and knowing that if the sun's directly overhead, it's new, you know, and I have to reconvert my clock, my sun clock every year. And as the previous caller just suggested, as I get older, I have a great deal more trouble changing, you know, getting up and getting reprogrammed. It used to be, you know, instantaneous, and now it's weeks. You know, but it's the thing I love about it is somebody was, and I was complaining about daylight saving time. They're like, well, I like that the days get longer when we go to the and went, really? You don't like understand that this is physical property of the Earth and the solar system and the sun. No, 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 no. You just think that because we change our clocks, we gain an hour somehow or another.
All right, so we're changing the clocks, but we're not changing the planet, obviously. The planet changes itself. All right, thanks, Ryan. Good to hear from you. Any more comments are welcome on both daylight saving time and on the letter to Iran from the Republican senators. Welcome at 800-838-3760. That's anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760. Now, somebody had mentioned earlier that, Ann, I guess it was, had mentioned that she'd heard on NPR that criminal activity does operate somewhat differently in daylight saving time. Let's see. This one from November of 2013 from Morning Edition indicates that the time change has an apparent increase in crimes in the autumn. I don't know if that means that because the corresponding decrease in crime in the springtime. I have seen some other studies here. I just couldn't fix them in time. But this is from 2013, talking about the fact that when it gets darker earlier, crime does increase. I wonder if that then means that when it gets darker later, that crime decreases. I do remember from talking to police in years gone by that they're a little concerned about the summertime. People are awake later because it is light later, and therefore they're active later, and sometimes they are busier on police forces later into the evening because of the presence of daylight saving time. What do you think? 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Ken in Klamath Falls, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Thank you. Daylight saving time, to me, I think it's a great benefit, especially to people that want to work and have some time after work to get some things done. One of the things that they did do back when there was big energy crisis is they changed when daylight saving time happens. And so they've moved it forward in the spring and later in the fall. And I think that's part of the problem. I wish they would go back to where it was when we changed in April and I think end of September. So we have a way shorter time, regular time now. So if they kind of did it 6 months and 6 months, I think that would be a little more effective. And on the letter to the, I think the, what's going on with the politics is a, historically, if you look back, the power struggle between Congress and the executive branch has gone on for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it's ebbed and flowed different ways. And I think now, since the Clinton era maybe, and even before that, the executive branch has had more power and has gradually gotten more power. And it did that different times in history. Lincoln was probably one of the most powerful presidents as far as executive power. And then it ebbed and flowed back to where Congress had more power. And I think we're seeing part of that power struggle just play out in all these different kind of partisan politics. And in that, I think also our current congressmen are more interested in getting reelected oftentimes than actually getting the work of the country done. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Ken. Appreciate that. You're right about the ebbing and flowing for sure. And it's interesting, too, to watch the differences in opinions depending on which party controls which branch of the government. Because Dick Cheney, for example, when he was vice president, therefore a Republican serving a Republican president, talked about the power of the unitary executive, concentrating a lot of power in the executive branch. I think when there's a Democrat in the White House, people probably feel a bit differently about that, probably Dick Cheney as well. And then you were just talking about members of Congress seeking reelection. One of the really interesting paragraphs in this letter to the leaders of the Republic of Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, talks about the differences in the Constitution and the lengths of term. The letter reads, for example, the president may serve only 2 4-year terms, whereas senators may serve an unlimited number of 6-year terms. As applied today, for instance, President Obama will leave office in January 2017, while most of us will remain in office well beyond then, perhaps decades. So they're acknowledging the fact that they could be in the Senate a lot longer than President Obama could be in the White House. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your thoughts, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Jamie in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Addressing the concept of daylight saving time and actually my take on time itself as a notion, time itself in general is basically a construct of human beings to mark the differences in the continuum that is our universe.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do not believe that to be the case, if you don't think that people have created the concept of time and of using it as a marker, just ask your average animal, domestic or otherwise, what time it is and see what kind of results you get. And I'll just take that for what it's worth and get off the phone.
All right. Thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tony in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Good morning. I can barely hear you, but whatever.
We can hear you fine.
I just wanted, I'm surprised. I know you're a New Yorker, but I didn't realize you got your inspiration from the New York Daily News. I once knew the editor at the New York Daily News, but I never boasted about it. It's a terrible thing. But still, if that's where you get your information, fine.
Well, it was so striking, is my point, Tony, that you look at this front page that says traitors, which is not the kind of thing you usually see on the front page of even a tabloid like the New York Daily News.
Well, my editor friend was from the British press originally, so
happened
we're
a lot
not shocked
there.
Particularly by any headlines. But according to James Clapper, the director of the National Intelligence, the worldwide threat assessment, which is done every year by the administration, and has for decades now included Iran and their proxy, Hezbollah, have removed them for this year's assessment. So it's obvious that the shenanigans going on between Kerry and the Iranians is already being having an effect upon American policy. We no longer are supposed to be afraid of Iran, which is really quite surprising. I rather tend to believe the great Netanyahu speech where, you know, the enemy of our enemy is not necessarily our friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the Churchill of the 21st century has made that plain. And
That's your name for Netanyahu, the Churchill of the 21st century?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As I said in my letter that I sent you a couple of weeks ago. This administration has been totally feckless in foreign policy. Look at it's done nothing to observe previous agreements. The Budapest Memorandum protects the integrity of the Ukraine. In return, they gave up their nuclear weapons. And what did this administration do in the face of Russian revanchism? Send blankets. You can't defend yourselves with blankets.
So the letter was well-placed, you're saying?
The letter. I mean, since when has that been a problem? I mean, Teddy Kennedy conspired with Andropov to undermine Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I read that in the Washington
John
Times.
John Kerry and chinwagged with the Sandinistas. Pelosi was chumming it up with Bashar.
Yeah, but 47 senators. It's a number thing here, isn't it?
Hmm?
It's 47 senators. This is a numbers thing here, isn't it? It's a much bigger deal than Pelosi.
It was an open... I would agree that maybe the way in which it was done... I mean, it would have been better to send it to the Times if they'd have dared print it. And it's just an open letter. It's not exactly a personal letter to... I mean, we know that personal sort of correspondence is going on between the Ayatollah and Obama. And we'll never know, presumably, the contents of that because emails do tend to get lost. I mean, let's face it, you can't possibly say that this is an administration that is worthy of respect when it takes 6 years to discover that the Secretary of State had her own email account and server.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are they going to ferret out any Iranian transgressions in nuclear arms treaties?
All right, Tony, thanks for the thoughts. Moving on to Burl in Central Point. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hey, thanks. I just was wanting to say about daylight saving time, I appreciate what the person said about, you know, the planet does what the planet does. I used to live in Alaska, and I lived in Barrow, where you had 3 months of 24 hours of daylight and 2 months of 24 hours of darkness, and daylight saving time was completely irrelevant because, it didn't matter. And I hate daylight saving time. I think it's stupid, and I wish they'd just pick one time or the other, and we'll adjust to it. It's not a matter of which one matters. We don't live an 8-to-5 life anymore anyway.
All right. Thanks very much, Burl. Appreciate it. Final emails here from Debbie in Talent. She says, I wish we could get Washington, D.C. into a time zone that would get the Republican senators out of the dark. Beppy writes, the behavior on the part of the Republicans is the result of an undercurrent of racism that has bubbled up gradually since Obama took office. It may be unconscious, but the racist component in our political climate right now is inescapable. Apologies to Eric and Ashlyn. No time for your email. This has been Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks for listening.